Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed mostly lower today. We had corn down 5.25 cents in December, 367 3/4, 1 1/4 off the low. The one bright spot were the November beans up 2 3/4, 874. Everything on back January, March, May, all lower, 0.5, 2.5 lower. Wheat futures were weak today, down 21 3/4 in December, Chicago at 501.5. March, Chicago down 20 1/4, 505 1/4. December, Kansas City down 17 1/4 at 473. So again, across the board, grain futures weak, led lower by the Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures. Cattle market also lower here. We had feeder cattle down the limit, down 450 across the board. December live cattle down 3 across the board here. December live cattle closed at 131.92. Box beef, both choice and select higher at midday, up $1.23 in the choice at $216.89. Select up 59, $207.97. And the November feeder continue to be at an extreme discount to the index. Friday's index, $190.27, down $1.53, where the November feeders are at $177. So this month, the November contract expires on November 19th rather than the end of the month.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were disappointing here. We had corn at 295,000 metric tons. The average guess was 475 to 600, and so below the average guess there for corn. Beans were 2.02 million metric tons. The average guess was 2.15 to 2.45, and then wheat was in the middle of the range of 282,000, where the average guesses were 225 to 350. So really across the board, that was pretty weak, and maybe one of the reasons why they were lower here. Tomorrow morning, we've got the USDA monthly crop production and supply and demand reports. Estimations here, the corn production is 13.5 billion bushels. It's a little bit lower than where we were last month. They said 13.555 last month, and they put the yield at 167.2 bushels an acre, where last month it was 168. That's on corn. Bean production, 3.904 billion bushels, where last month it was 3.888, so they've upped it a little bit. And they've upped the yield to 47.4 bushels an acre, so a little bit bigger across the board here. For 15-16 U.S. ending stocks, they've upped it to corn to 1.581 billion bushels, kept it about the same for beans at 425, and they've upped the wheat overall to 875 million bushels.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down $3 at $131.92, February down $3 at $134.15, November feeder cattle down $4.50 at $177.12, January down $4.50 at $167.52, December lean hogs down $1.27 at $53.72, February down $1.82 at $56.47, December Kansas City wheat down 16 1/4 at $4.74, March down 16 at $4.89 3/4, December December Chicago wheat down 21 and a half at 501 and three quarters. December corn down 6 1/4 at 366 and three quarters. March down 5 3/4 at 376. January soybeans down 1 at 866 and a quarter. March down 2 1/4 at 867 and a quarter. December cotton up 24 at 61.90 and March up 38 at 62.12. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and Oklahoma Farm Report.com.